You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker with a special Black History Month feature on the father of gospel music, that's Thomas Dorsey. That's right here on the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver. That's K209ED in Breckenridge and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train also rolls out every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media Studios. That's 92.9 FM on your dial. And you can always check us out. That's at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. That's 24/7 during the week. Well, keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train, because we're coming to you as we begin our program, bringing you, of course, the most in history. And, of course, tell your friends, tell your family, and tell your neighbors that the Gospel Train is coming to you right now. So keep it locked right here for a blessing.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here, dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Heroes proved in here. Listen here. Oh, beautiful.
It's too hard to run your patience. Hold on. I know your time.
I know you've been running
a mighty long time. He is your strength.
He is your guide.
Just remember what heaven has
for you. Remember Joe.
He was just like you.
Lost all he had.
His family too.
Friends turned back.
Little wife left his side.
You wait.
Make me doubt it, 'cause I know too much about it.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. Okay, we open up this set with the Emancipation of Black History Month, Ray Charles, followed by, of course, Walter Barnes, Canton Spirituals, and that was none other than a little taste of Al Green with Precious Lord. We're going to have more with the story of Thomas Dorsey coming up right after this. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Support for KUVO comes from the ILIF School of Theology, now offering half to full tuition scholarships to applicants who are committed to advancing compassion, justice, and equity in a rapidly changing world. Enrollment available for on-campus, online, and hybrid courses. More at ilif.edu/scholarships. To be connected with your smart device, just say, "Okay, Google, play KUVO Jazz," on your Google Home smart speaker, or stream KUVO via the TuneIn Radio app on your phone.
Thomas Dorsey, the father of gospel, is featured here on the Gospel Train. He was a master in creating the phenomenal song, "Precious Lord, Take Our Hand," and many, many more. And he was a major gospel great. He worked with musicians around the world and very talented vocals, such as Mae Rainey, Tampa Red, Mahalia Jackson, from Aretha Franklin to Tamla Mann and Beyonce. Many have recorded that song. Thomas Dorsey, he was better known as the George Tom. Born July 1st, 1999 in Villa Pira, Georgia, and died in Chicago, Illinois on January 23rd, 1993. Well, God truly, truly blessed him with the gift of giving and an extraordinary talent of writing in his musicianship. You will hear the narrative from Willie Mae Smith, one of the first gospel singers with the legendary and a legacy of 60 years. So let's take a listen to his story in his own voice.
Down through the ages, gospel, what did they say it was? Mean to tell me you don't know that? Good news? On down through the ages, gospel was good news. Now, if you don't know that, I would throw you out here myself.
In my side, behold, I'm your savior, but Peter threat denied. Now that I've risen, all power in my head. You go preach my gospel to every living man.
Oh. It's a feeling within. You can't help yourself. I don't know. It goes between the marrow and the bones. It just makes you feel like you hear me say I want to fly away somewhere? I feel like I can fly away. I forget I'm in the world sometimes. I just want to take off.
I know he walks over water. I
You know, that's what the Lord wants us to have. Now, somebody gets drunk and they get that
cursing spirit, and they get the cursing. But this fellow's got the spirit of God. Isn't that wonderful?
That's my husband.
Is that your husband?
Of 34 years.
I didn't know. Well, he's got what it takes, honey. He's got what it takes. God has blessed you.
How are you, sweetie?
I have a God to glorify. The Lord gave me a charge, and that's my voice to sing and preach, and I do both. I feel like I have something down inside of me that helps the people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The distressed and the downhearted and people who feel like nobody cared.
It's your full-time gospel and inspirational voice for the Gateway City.
Yes, this is Columbus Gregory here for KIRL. We'd like to invite you to join us this coming Sunday as we gather to honor that legend of gospel singers, Mother Willie Mae Ford Smith, for her 60 years of gospel singing. This special tribute is bringing together such inspiring singers as the Lois Barrett Camel and the Barrett Sisters from the Windy City of Chicago, St. Louis's own Zella Jackson Price, and the favorite O'Neill twins with the Interfaith Choir. Don't miss it.
When I first started out singing gospel, the churches didn't want it. They don't want that coonshine stuff in here. We don't want the ragtime singing in here. But that didn't stop me. I kept going because that's what God wanted, the gospel in song. And now everybody is doing it.
It's a highway to heaven. But none can walk up there. But the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. Walking over me.
If you can't talk to God, if you can't say something to your neighbor about God, if you can't, don't know God, you need to start over again.
Well, thank God for Professor Dorsey. He's the only one that would dare to make gospel music what it has become today. He took the church music, spirituals, and hymns, and pepped them up, put a rhythm to them, and called it gospel. He was the first one to write and publish gospel song. Before Mr. Dorsey, they didn't call me gospel singer. I was just a spiritual singer, a revival worker. And he said, if you listen to me, you can go far. And he didn't want no second best. So he's rough as pig iron. He wanted you to be good or nothing. And you know, we didn't have the freedom to sing gospel in our churches. But Dorsey got us together and told us who we were. He was the first one to organize the Gospel Singers Convention. The convention came out of the people struggling, trying to get together. And Dorsey said, you get in here, we'll help you. And it made some of the best missionaries that you ever want to find.
They call me the father.
of gospel music. I started at Pilgrim Baptist Church right here in Chicago. I formed the first gospel choir, and I've been working with them for, oh my God, I don't know how long, since I was a young fellow.
We thank you, Lord, for last night's sleep.
I've always had struggles, but I didn't take them to heart and let them destroy me. I've been thrown out of some of the best churches. If they were good ministerial men, they would have helped me and not throw me out. But I got out on my own and went on through the world with it. And many, many people has been helped and saved by the gospel.
Bless each of us with that spiritual blessing that we so greatly need.
The choir is a great thing to me. I've directed choir all over this world. But yet, when I get back here, I feel better than any time before. And I'm not going to hold you, for you've got a lot of work to do in this man's world. The musician, the singer, and those who can make that music count is going to be heavily used by God himself. I enjoy it, for I've done my best. When I've done the best I can, if my friends don't understand, then my Lord will carry me. When my day is over, evening shadows fall. Faith will cross me over when I hear my master sweetly call. Yes, sir. In my friend, the best I see. Say it.
When my Savior
came, I don't know anyone that has written songs as heart-searching as Thomas A. Dorsey. They come out of experience in him. That's what he says. There's no song that could equal Precious Lord. He wrote Precious Lord when he was discouraged and his spirit was broken.
Anyway, I was in a revival, and my wife was to become a mother. I went away with it, feeling that she'd make a lovely, lovely mother when I came back. I knew my people were well when I left home, and they sent for me to come to the door. As a boy brought me in a telegram. I took it and read it. I almost fell out. It says, hurry home. Your wife just died. I don't know how you would accept that, but I couldn't accept it at all. And a friend of mine put me in the car and took me right home. I got home, I jumped out and ran in to see if it was really true. And one of the girls started crying and said, Nettie just died, Nettie just died, Nettie just died, and fell in the floor. The baby was left alive, but in the next 2 days, the baby died. Now, what should I do then and there? And then they tried to tell me things that would be soothing to me. But none of it's never been soothing to me from that day to this day. But two fellas come by, I forget their names, they were friends of mine. And they were telling me about it. And I says, I don't know what to do and I don't know how to do. And I just tried to make my little talk to the Lord, but it was wasting, I think. And I called the Lord some one thing, and one of the others says, no, that's not his name. Say, Precious Lord. I said, that just sounds good. It's got several amens on Precious Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, I started singing right then and there, Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Don't leave me home, leave me until I reach home. You can't beat it. And I've done it from here to Europe, all over Europe, and some of the eastern, western countries, and they all accept it. Do that Precious Lord thing. And I'm going to keep on doing it, ladies and gentlemen, until the lady that I worked with then makes another appearance. She's been dead for a long, long time. So that means what? That I intend to live on the Lord's shoulder for many, many, many moons.
I pray that the moment in history has enlightened you to the great historic contribution of Mr. Thomas Dorsey that he has made to the gospel music industry. So thank you so much for listening. And a great thank you to Joe Dunn, my friend and listener, who shared this great, great works with us. God bless you. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. We have more great gospel music coming to you.
Well, yes, it's true that I've been told.
God's a provider.
I can't count.
not plain to see. Became a lived reality.
The pain, it saturates everything. What's the answer? People dying, mothers crying, hearts aching. Sickness spreading, honestly, I hope it's fading. Everywhere I see negativity, yeah.
So we come to you, asking you to move. Done all we can do.
So ignore you.
We're facing is a problem. Our culture is diminishing to nothing. Trying to find a faith to pray, it's so hard. What's the answer? Lord, my money got me stressing more than ever. All is marching, Lord, help us come together. You're the only one wise.
Yeah.
said you would.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right, God has been so, so good. Just gotta thank him and let him know how good he's been. We opened up the set with Ted and Sherry, and of course that's none other than Zaccardi Cortez with his brand new release, You've Been Good to Me. I also wanna let you know that the Wellspring of Joy, if you have a church need and you need to go to church this afternoon, they are always open from 2:30 to 4 and right there at 11059 East Bethany Drive in Aurora. That's Pastor Mary Ann Jackson Kalele. So you might want to check them out. Stay with us. We'll be back with more great gospel music right after this.
Support for KUVO comes from the ILIF School of Theology. With master's degrees in divinity, social justice and ethics, pastoral and spiritual care, and a doctor of ministry in prophetic leadership. Enrollment available for on-campus, online, and hybrid courses. Learn more at ilif.edu/degrees.
Love unrequited robs me of rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy of me chest and weaves itself unto my midnight slumbers.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy.
Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart?
Love, love, love. February 13th, The Nightside, My Funny Valentine Show. Breakup songs, makeup songs, love poems, serious and comic, and equal parts sentimental and mental. All you need is love and The Nightside. Sunday night at 8 p.m. on KUVO Jazz.
That's right. You are riding on the gospel train. And that's people get ready because we are coming to you every week. God bless each and every one of you. Well, it's about that time for us to get back to the station. And thank you to all of you for today and for sharing the moment of history on, of course, the gospel train. So next week, you can get ready because we are starting our pledge drive. So thank you in support for the gospel train. I'm thanking you in advance. I'm going to be thanking you all next week and week after. So you can always call the station. Let them know how much you love the gospel train as you ride on it every week. So remember to go with God in all of your ways. And, of course, share God's love with each and every person that you meet. And may the joy of the Lord be with you. Have a blessed, great week. Until next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and may the peace of God be with you. God bless you. We're going to have the Praise Party take us home with I Never Knew You. That's Charles Jenkins, a brand new release that he has. God bless you.
Come on, right here.
It was the blood
shed on Calvary, come on.
Shed on Calvary.
No greater love.
No greater love.
Can never be shown to me.
Can never be shown to me.
I smile while I praise.
I smile while I praise.
Cause I'm as happy.
Cause I'm as happy as I can be.
I can never repay, come on.
I can never repay.
Come on, I smile while I pray.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels guide, uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we
listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.